Hearing God, Developing a Conversational Relationship with God, by Dallas Willard. Dedication to Jane Lakes Willard, sweet lady, good soldier, faithful companion on the way. Preface. Hearing God? A daring idea, some would say, presumptuous and even dangerous. But what if we are made for it? What if the human system simply will not function properly without it? There are good reasons to think it will not. The fine texture as well as the grand movements of life show the need. Is it not, in fact, more presumptuous and dangerous to undertake human existence without hearing God? Among our loneliest moments, no doubt, is the time of decision. There, the weight of our future life clamps down upon our hearts. Whatever comes from our choice will be our responsibility, our fault. Good things we have set our hearts on become real only as we choose them. But those things, or those as yet undreamed of, may also be irretrievably lost if our choices are misguided. We may find ourselves stuck with failures and dreadful consequences that must be endured for a lifetime. Then quickly there follows the time of second thoughts, and third, and fourth. Did I do the good and wise thing? Is it what God wanted? Is it even what I wanted? Can I live with the consequences? Will others think I am a fool? Is God still with me? Will He be with me even if it becomes clear that I made the wrong choice? While we are young, desire, impulse, and personal associations may blithely carry us through choices that would paralyze us 10 years later. In the bloom of youth, we just do what we have to do or whatever turns us on. How simple it is. Often we are not even conscious of having chosen. After collecting a few disasters, however, and learning that actions are forever, that opportunities seldom return, and that consequences are relentless, we hungrily cry, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." More than reflecting a mere general concern for world affairs to conform to His will, our prayer expresses the burning need for God to be a constant guiding presence in our individual lives. God has created us for intimate friendship with Himself, both now and forever. This is the Christian viewpoint. It is made clear throughout the Bible, especially in such passages as Exodus chapter 29, verses 43 to 46, and chapter 33, verse 11, Psalm 23, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8, John chapter 15, verse 14, and Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 to 6. As with all close personal relationships, we can surely count on God to speak to each of us when and as it is appropriate. But what does this really mean, and how does it work in practice? I hope in the following pages to give a clear and workable answer to these questions. There is no avoiding the fact that we live at the mercy of our ideas. This is never more true than with our ideas about God. Meaning well is not enough. Those who operate on the wrong information are likely never to know the reality of God's presence in the decisions which shape their lives, and will miss the constant divine companionship for which their souls were made. My strategy has been to take as a model the highest and best type of communication that I know of from human affairs, and then place this model in the even brighter light of the person and teaching of Jesus Christ. In this way, it has been possible to arrive at an ideal picture of what an intimate relationship with God is meant to be, and also come to a clear vision of the kind of life where hearing God is not an uncommon occurrence. To take this ideal picture seriously is to exclude all tricks, mechanical formulas, and gimmickry for finding out what God wants one to do. We cannot reduce it to a device that we use to make sure we are always right. Indeed, I hope to make it clear that the subject of hearing God cannot be successfully treated by thinking only in terms of what God wants us to do, if that automatically excludes, as is usually assumed, what we want to do and even what we want God to do. Hearing God is but one dimension of a richly interactive relationship, and obtaining guidance is but one facet of hearing God. It may seem strange, but being in the will of God is very far removed from just doing what God wants us to do. So far removed, in fact, that we can be solidly in the will of God and be aware that